janitor. You played a monitor, then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Not too many body play.
beginning, my love has no end. No front or back, and my love won't bend.
From Channel 91, 1963, California Gold, John Hawkins at 7:45.
Well, Roger Butcher's done it again. We're having our truckload sale, and it's going on right now at the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. They're unloading the furniture right now. Waterbeds, bedroom suites, you should see the selection. Bedspreads, lamps, mirrors, passion poofs, everything for your bedroom. It's on sale right now at the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse. Wouldn't it be great to have that waterbed in your bedroom? In your bedroom tonight? We can do it in so many cases. Financing, sure, you can use Bank AmeriCard, Master Charger. Open up your own Comfort Zone account. But come by the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse before 10. Check out over $100,000 in bedroom furniture. The trucks are loaded right out front, and the savings are yours. Savings to 50% off. And by the way, speaking of waterbeds, our new deluxe waterbed designed by Hammond, it has post corners, beautiful unblemished solid wood, the complete bed, $97. Padded beds, what a selection for $188. Come by the Comfort Zone, that's Highway 17, the limits at Fremont Boulevard, right next to General Motors. Before 10, the Comfort Zone Waterbed Warehouse.
Now, a scene from tonight's KNEW Mystery Theater Thriller.
Are you with her again?
There isn't any her anymore.
What do you mean?
She was a witch, Isabel. There was no other way. I had to kill her.
You what? Oh, Scott.
Honey. Honey, there's a letter on the desk. I've tried to explain. And there are letters for the kids. Forgive me. Goodbye.
Scott! No, Scott! Scott, don't hang up!
Out of Focus, the story of a girl who wasn't there. Tonight's chilling tale starring Suzanne Grossman and William Redfield on the KNEW Mystery Theater, 805 on Channel 91.
Take you back to 1957, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Why do they fall in love? Love is
California Gold on KNEW, Channel 9T. One is the loneliest number. Actually, zero is a very lonely number, but whatever you guys say, that song was written by Harry Nilsson. It's 7:55. This is John Hawkins, and this is almost 8 o'clock, almost time for the last 4 hours of California Gold, and then at midnight, we have California Country. Right now, I want to ask somebody on the electric telephone a question, and if you can tell me the right answer, you get a free pizza from the Front Room Pizza. And here's my question. The number to call is 762-1591. I'll take the first person to call who has the correct answer. Okay? And the question for you to answer will come in a moment.
Oh, hey, there's a lot of places you can go to. Cal Hi-Fi, Alco, Pacific Stereo, West Coast, all over the place. But you know something? Only Matthews, out of those group of people, have one central location for all of Northern California. We don't have two stores, three stores, seven stores, 50 stores. No way. At Matthews, we have one location, almost a city block long, with over $2 million in home electronics. So you know you've got the selection. You know whatever you want, we've got it. You don't have to wait around. And by the way, credit, right on the spot, just like that, normally available. We don't hassle you around. And by the way, you don't need a pocket full of cash at Matthews. You don't even need a dime in most cases. Why don't you make it a Matthews TV in Stereo City? Check out the Sony, the Marantz, the Harman Kardon, Fisher, Scott, Tiak, Pioneer. Every brand you can think of, just about. JBL Lansing, it's here. 8-track stereo for the car for $27. Complete quadraphonic system on sale for $299. One of our best systems on sale for under $1,000. It's all right here at Matthews. Why don't you come by before 10 and check us out? 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daddy City.
All right, the question is, listen carefully, Dick Clark's American Bandstand, he used to have a sponsor who sold chewing gum. It was on for years and years and years. My question is, what was the brand of chewing gum that Dick Clark sold on American Bandstand, okay? Think about that. Let's see if anybody knows. Hello, what brand of chewing gum did Dick Clark sell? Do you know?
Beech nut.
Beech nut? Well, that's amazing. How do you know that?
I used to watch it.
You used to chew it, right?
Right.
What's your name?
Mike.
Okay, Mike, stand by. I'll get your address. Thank you. Channel 91. Mike gets the coupon good for a $5 pizza at the Front Room Restaurant, provided for promotional consideration. We'll be doing this again a little later as Johnny Tillotson is going to sleep.
I wanna hold your hand.
I'll be back at 9 with more California Gold after the Mystery Theater.
And now, the KNEW Mystery Theater.
I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the fear you can hear. Welcome to the world of your own terrifying imagination. All of us daydream. It seems a harmless enough way of passing the time. But what might we do if some of the things that pass through our minds come true? Supposing the man or the woman we created in the mind's eye became reality. The phantom became flesh and blood. Our puzzling, nerve-tingling tale begins as it ends, with sudden, irrevocable death.
Hello?
Isabel, it's Sky.
Sky, I've been worried sick. Where have you been? Where are you?
At the apartment.
Well, I've been calling and calling. The phone must be out of order.
I took it off the hook.
Are you with her again?
There isn't any her anymore. Deirdre's dead. Whoever she was. Whatever she was.
What do you mean?
She was a witch, Isabel. There was no other way. I had to kill her.
You what? Oh, Scott.
Honey, there's a letter on the desk. I've tried to explain. And there are letters for the kids. Forgive me. Goodbye.
Sky! No, Sky! Sky, don't hang up! Sky! Oh, good Lord! Oh, no!
Mystery drama, Out of Focus, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars William Redfield. It is sponsored in part by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal and new sugar-free diet 7-Up. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I'd like to describe a car to you. See what you think of it. First of all, it's small. Second, it's got a 6-cylinder engine, a pretty handy asset these days. Third, it's a Buick. Now, in spite of the fact that it's small, this car can seat 6 easily. It's got a 21-gallon fuel tank, which gives it great range. And it weighs several hundred pounds more than most imports, which in a small car is good. Now, what does it look like? Well, that's pretty tough to handle on radio. I'd hesitate to call it glamorous, and it sure isn't homely. I think handsome would be fair, and it offers some pretty attractive styling and trim options. The interior is definitely its strong suit. Now, if that sounds like a little more than your average small car, then I've described it properly. Because remember, this small car is a Buick. The car is called Apollo, Buick Apollo, and it's about as much small car as you'll find on the road today. See for yourself at your Buick Opel dealer.
Hi, sorry to break in, but we'll be right back to the Mystery Theater in just a second. I want to remind you about one of the most exciting sales we have ever had at Matthews TV in Stereo City. Have you ever wanted to get yourself a stereo component system, but you look in the newspaper and, oh, forget it. Prices are just too high. $400, $500, $1,000 for a system. Forget it. You don't have to spend that kind of money. At Matthews TV in Stereo City, I've got a complete Pioneer system that's going to really impress you. It looks good. It sounds good. It is good. The Pioneer Super Sensitive AM-FM Stereo Receiver. And you also get the Pioneer 8-track stereo tape. If you have an 8-track in your car, play the same tapes right with this system. You'll then get a pair of the massive 2-way air suspension Pioneer speakers. And then, on top of that, the deluxe Garrard full-size turntable. The entire system? $188. Quadraphonic on sale for $299. Here's a Marantz unit, $300 Marantz, $99 the full price. Why don't you come by Matthews before 10 tonight? We'd love to meet you. 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daddy City.
KMEW, Channel 91.
You are Skyler Harris. Sky to your friends, a typical commuter, an account executive at Lorne Peabody and Davis, married 18 years, two children, Gary 16 and Lisa 12, $35,000 a year and an expense account. You live up to every penny. You are bored at home, driven at the office, given to fantasizing about women because you don't have the courage to take a mistress. But you are to find one, and such a one, who will quite literally be the death of you.
What do you got here, Jake?
It's a DOA, Sam. Cold turkey.
Mm-hmm. It's like the woman on the phone said. Where's the other?
The dame?
Yeah.
Search me, not in here.
It's probably the bedroom. Check out the rest of the apartment, huh?
There's a letter or a confession or something on the desk.
Yeah, I see it. Dear Isabel, I have just killed Deirdre. And before I kill myself, I want to explain, or try to explain why. It started 10 days ago. It doesn't seem possible that in so short a time my whole life was ripped to shreds. It was such an ordinary day, climbing aboard the old 737, just like thousands of others.
Why make 4th this morning, Sky, if Ed isn't on?
Oh, no thanks, Charlie. I'm bushed. I'm going to catch a nap on the way in.
Hey, you do look a little frazzled. Everything okay?
Oh, my health's all right, as far as I know. Well, it's just a rat race, I guess. It's getting to me.
Maybe it's a male change of life, Sky.
No, not yet. Please, God. Oh, Lord, that I could do with a little change of life, you know.
Leave you to get on with it. At least you got the whole seat to yourself in case the action gets rough.
Oh, thanks.
Sweet dreams, lover boy.
Oh, go trump your partner's ace.
All tickets, please. Have your tickets ready, please. Morning, Mr. Harris.
Oh, hi, Benji. Hang on to it. It's the last ride left on the ticket.
Tough night, Mr. Harris?
They're all tough these days, Benji. I'll see you at the end of the line, okay?
You don't mind my joining you?
What? I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I thought I was alone in the seat.
You don't mind, do you?
Mind? What? man in his right mind would.
I'm glad you find me pleasing.
What?
Don't look so surprised. I'm just what you've been waiting for. Am I not?
Mr. Harris?
Wake up, Mr. Harris. We're in the terminal.
Huh? What is... Benji, what is it?
Everyone out, sir. End of the line.
But I was just... Wait a minute. I fell asleep? What happened to the girl that was sitting beside me?
What girl, Mr. Harris?
Well, Benji, she was sort of a tall, dark-haired, deep violet black eyes like Elizabeth Taylor, long legs that... Well, I mean, if you saw her, you couldn't ever forget her.
Sorry, sir. I passed you a couple of times, and the seat beside you was always empty.
What? Oh, Benji, come on. You're sure there wasn't a girl?
I didn't see her. Maybe you dreamed her.
Maybe. Well, there's no doubt about it. She was a perfect dream.
Yes, Doris? Harry?
Oh, sure. Send him right in. Sky, have I got news for you. Hold on to your hat.
Why?
I just came from a session with the Kingpin.
Oh, so what does boss man Peabody have up his sleeve this morning?
The brass ring for you, Sky, and I go along for the ride. The Bianchi account.
Bianchi?
It's all yours, baby. All you have to do is come up with a campaign.
That's $10 million in billing.
Biggest new account in the shop. The plum.
Yeah.
Now, if you pull it off, it's the VP rating we're all bucking for.
Yeah, and if I blow it, I'll be on the unemployment line.
No, not you, Sky. That's why the Kingpin picked you. Now, you better go right on up. He wants to see you to kick a couple of ideas around.
You know something, Harry?
What?
You either cured my headache or arranged I'll never have one again.
What does that mean?
The Bianchi account. If I don't cut it, I won't have to worry about headaches anymore. Old Kingpin Peabody will hand me my head in a basket. Hey, Mario. Hey,
yes, Mr. Harris.
Once again, not too lightly for Mr. Lipscomb and me, okay?
Right.
You don't want to miss your train, Sky. Oh, you don't know how often I want to, but not tonight.
What's the big deal tonight? You and Isabel socializing?
No. For once, it's the train I'm interested in.
Yeah, well, that's a switch.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Mario.
Well, what's so special about tonight's commute?
I won't know until I prowl all the trains. I'll be looking for something.
Do me a favor, Sky. Now, I'm only a poor working photo stiff. Now, you're the idea man. Look for an idea for Bianchi.
But I already have it.
Genius.
What? Could you picture a girl like this? Great violet gentian eyes framed with black lashes, natural at least a half inch long. Cream white skin, full lips, deep carmine to match the cheek blush. A mass of blue-black hair to frame the face. A figure full but gorgeously shaped. Long tapering legs with ankles that lead to high arched feet. Picture her in semi-decolletage, a hint of cleavage, and the promise of all sex. And underneath that caption, Bianchi. If you have it, you don't need anything else. And if you don't have it, it doesn't much matter what else you have.
Now all we gotta do is find the babe.
Harry, I already found her. The trick is just how I find her again. Oh, holy cow. I gotta make the first train. Put this tab on a national debt, Mario.
Right.
Harry, you can pop for the tip, will you? I got a date with an angel, I hope.
Anything I can help you with, Mr. Harris?
Huh? Oh, no, Benji. I was just looking for someone.
Yeah, I figured. You've been from one end of the train to the other. Anyone I know?
No, just a girl.
The one you asked me about on the way in this morning?
Yes, I've got to find her.
Well, if she's anything like you described, I wouldn't blame you.
You know, Benji, you better find me a seat now. I'm still a little stoned.
Well, take my spot, Mr. Harris. I'll put my work case up on the rack.
Oh, thanks.
Now stretch out, make yourself comfortable. I'll wake you before you get to your stuff.
Oh, you're a scholar, a gentleman, and a fine conductor, Benji.
Wake up, Skyler.
Huh?
It isn't very flattering to have you always falling asleep on me.
What's that? Oh, you're real.
This time I've been waiting for you.
But I hunted the whole train for you.
Did you? You shouldn't have worried, Skyler. I wasn't going to let you get away.
How do you know my name?
If I want information, I just ask questions. Skyler Harris.
Well, how do I do with the same question?
The name is Deirdre.
Lovely. Provoking. Sensuous. A little incomplete, perhaps. No surname?
Do you really care?
Well, it would be necessary eventually just to satisfy the accountants, you know? Social Security and Uncle Sam.
Dear me, does everyone have to know all about us?
Well, maybe I didn't make it clear. See, I have a proposition to make to you.
Oh, yes. I thought perhaps you might.
No. Don't misunderstand me. See, I'm an advertising executive.
I know all about you, Skyler.
No, I mean there's this account. Bianchi Cosmetics.
Yes.
Deirdre, I guess I may call you that?
I want you to.
Oh, I have no idea who you are or what you are, but would you be interested
you,
in this?
Skyler.
No, look, honestly, I mean, this is strictly a business arrangement. I have a campaign in mind using you as the central figure.
I don't know what you want to call it, Skyler, but as far as we're concerned, there needn't be any embarrassment or cover-ups. Don't we both know what we really want?
No, come on, Deirdre. Don't put me on.
I'm not. You're the one who turned me on, Skyler.
Now, look, Deirdre, and whatever your other name is, I am honest to God leveling about this big ad campaign and how perfect you are for it and how much money you could make if it all goes the way I think it could.
If you insist, Skyler, anything. But if we have to talk about something other than ourselves, would you mind getting me a drink?
Oh, sure. I could use one myself. What'll it be?
It doesn't matter. You pick it. Just hurry back.
Oh, don't worry. Just don't vanish.
Westfield. Next stop, Westfield.
Hey, Mr. Harris. Coming into Westfield?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm with you, Benji. I'm with you. Thanks.
Westfield is the next stop. Westfield.
Benji.
Yes, Mr. Harris.
What happened to the girl?
We back at that again?
Oh, no. Now, come on, Benji. This time it's no dream. I've been talking to her all the way up the line.
What do you want me to say, Mr. Harris?
Well, I
want to
know where the girl went.
Mr. Harris, we've been riding this line a long time together. You don't want to make no scene.
Benji, all I'm asking you is
I get the message. So what do you want me to say? If there was this girl, maybe she got off at the last stop or the one before.
But she couldn't have.
Mr. Harris, you've been cold turkey the last 10 miles. Now, maybe this girl was here, I don't know, or maybe you just had one too many. Excuse me, we're coming into the station. This is where you get off.
A man who doesn't realize how near the end of his emotional rope he is. A girl named Deirdre, who promises desire as sensually as a centerfold in today's magazines. A suburban family who awaits the return of the husband and father as routine. And the disaster we know is to happen. We'll start to fit the pieces of the jigsaw together when I return shortly with Act Two.
Goldilocks, Ms. Goldilocks, if you please, and I'm a professional taste tester. Here at my taste test laboratory, that's TTL for short, I taste test everything from porridge to diet drinks. Actually, there's not that much taste testing in porridge these days. There used to be, Once upon a time. I mean, that's how this miz got into the biz. But lately it's been diet drinks. I mean, with so many diet drinks going sugar-free, I've been really busy conducting taste tests. A rather unbearable assignment, to be sure. But then I discovered sugar-free diet 7-Up. Fresh, natural, delicious. My only problem is that sugar-free diet 7-Up tastes so good that it broke my Goldilocks diet drink taste-o-meter. Well, sugar-free diet 7-Up certainly has my seal of approval. This one's just right.
There's over 250 stereo component color TV stores in the Bay Area. And yet there's one Matthews, the top of the hill Daly City. Have you been by yet? Take a look at some of the fantastic buys. Color Television, Zenith, RCA, Motorola Quasar, Packard Bell, Curtis Mathis, Sylvania, Sony Trinitron. You'll find it all at Matthews. And here's a complete Pioneer system. Pioneer's AM-FM stereo receiver. On top of that, you get the beautiful Garrard turntable, Pioneer 8-track stereo tape, Pioneer 2-way speakers, the entire system. $188. Quadraphonic. What about a complete quad unit, complete with quad tape, 8-track and quad tape, AM-FM quad receiver with oscilloscope-type display so you can see where the sound's going. Joystick controller works. $188. And don't forget, if you're looking for a turntable, the Dual 1216 sells for $154.95. Matthews cuts the price to $69. For the Dual from Germany, you buy the bass, the dust cover, the cartridge of your choice from Matthews, you get the turntable for $69. 8-track stereo for the car or for the house, $27. Come on by before 10 tonight to Matthews. 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
KMEW, Channel 91.
One of the minor sad comedies of the world is the faces of the wives as they meet their returning commuter husbands. As the trains get later and later, the faces get tenser and tenser. Till finally, as the last commuter train pulls in and errant hubby pours himself off, the wife's eyes roll helplessly heavenwards.
Hi, Isabel, baby. How was your day?
My day was miserable, and most of my night was worse.
Really? Well, what do you mean, night?
Well, it's just about half over. Do you know you're well over 2 hours late? This is the fourth train I've met. The least you might have done is called.
Well, honey, look, I'm sorry. It was a big day at the office. I was swamped, and on top of that...
Oh, don't give me that, Sky. When you weren't on the early train, I called the office, and they told me you left in plenty of time to catch it.
Well, that's right. That's right. I know I did. But look, it's big news, hon. I got handed the plum of my career today. The Bianchi account.
So, is that any reason to go out and get stoned?
Oh, have a heart, Isabel. I handle this right. I'll end up a VP.
Well, you handle it the way you started off, and you're going to end up PNG at home.
Well, now, what does that mean?
Persona non grata. Somebody not wanted.
No. I know what persona non grata means. Well, what do you mean about me not being wanted?
Well, you've already got two out of three of us feeling that way right at the moment.
Okay. You and who else?
Gary. Obviously, you've forgotten you promised to be home early while there was still enough light to give him a driving lesson.
Oh, so that's such a big deal? Everybody has to snap their corks? I mean...
It is when the driving lesson was to be on the way to the basketball team's father and son dinner, which you promised to attend with him.
Oh, damn, Isabel, I forgot. You see, I was so up to my ears
you
that it just...
You couldn't have been so far up. You couldn't put a phone to one of them and let us know.
Well, I told you, Isabel, I forgot.
Now, you're not going to tell me that you also forgot you have a wife who meets you at the station. Six nights a week these days.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. I mean, honest to Pete, Isabel, I've had a lousy day. All right. I'm sorry, Isabel.
So am I, Sky. About you, I mean. It's just...
Just what?
Sky, I've been worried about you lately. I guess I'm tense because you're tense.
Well, who's tense?
Come off it. I'm not the only one who's noticed it. Even Liza's worried about you.
Oh, now what have I done to her?
It isn't so much what you've done as what you haven't. You've been neglecting a daughter who needs her father very much.
Why?
She's 12 years old. You're a big man in her life.
Okay, Isabel, okay. Can we knock it off for now? I just don't want to go into the house bickering.
Neither do I, Sky. Especially not in front of the kids.
Okay. Truce, huh? And before we go in, apology?
Accept it.
Oh, I guess I have been off my feet, honey. It's overwork, you know?
Well, I hope that's all.
What else?
Well, it's silly of me, I suppose, but it isn't another woman, is it, Sky?
Oh, of course not, Isabel. Now, come on, let's get inside. I need a drink. Chrysler Model Agency? Yeah, this is Skylar Harris here. Put me through to Irene. Yeah, that's all right. I'll hold. Doris, while I'm on one, call IFW and hold them on two. I want to talk to Ed Rashby, okay? Hello, Irene. It's Sky. Yeah, fine. Well, I'm looking for a girl, first name Deirdre. I don't know the second. She is a natural for the Bianchi account, and I've just got to find her. Well, Harry, it's hard to believe anyone this beautiful can't be a model or in TV or the theater or somewhere. No, I'm the only one that's seen her. Yeah, I've checked out all the talent books, and I have every agency in the business pulling pictures of their clients. Well, you're last on the line, Harry, only because I couldn't get through to you sooner. Are those the Maurice Williams picks, Harry?
Yeah, I just came by special messenger. No luck yet?
Nope, not yet. Okay, let me see him.
Yeah, here, now just look at all these dames. And not any one of them I can make something out of this world.
Yeah.
Now, why this special one?
Because she is out of this world to start with.
Well, then I gotta see. Now, what's she got that this little number hasn't got?
Well, you'd have to see Deirdre, understand.
Well, it's a name for you.
That's right, it suits her. Keep your fingers crossed, I'm almost through these.
Well, suppose you don't find her.
I've got to find her.
Look, it's been nearly a week, Sky. The kingpin is getting restless.
Huh? What?
I said Mr. Peabody's hollering for some layouts. At least the kind of campaign you're planning.
Oh.
Didn't find her, huh?
No.
Well, maybe she's not a model.
Maybe. I've still got to find her.
You don't even know she exists.
Now, don't be silly, Harry. She couldn't just vanish into thin air.
Sky.
What?
Sky, look, I just don't want you to take this wrong.
Now, come on, Harry. Get it out.
Okay. Now, you've been running off the tracks quite a bit for the last few months. You don't look so hot. You've been no ball of fire around the shop. Now, you've been hitting the sauce pretty heavy, and now this screwball bit about this Deirdre dame. Now, I think you ought to have a little skull session with your local friendly shrink.
I got two words for you, Harry. Butt out.
Okay, only friendly advice.
I don't need it. On second thought, I'll butt out. I need a drink and some space to think. Hey, Mario.
Yes, Mr. Harris?
Build me another Manhattan, huh?
Coming right up.
Good. Boy, shoot deer in here today.
It's a breather. The late lunch is blue finally, and the early drinkers don't come in for the next hour or so.
Oh, I see. Right.
Sure you want to be alone, Sky?
Deirdre.
Mind if I sit on the stool next to you?
Mind? Oh, I've been going out of my mind trying to find you. Where do you keep disappearing to?
I'm a very private person, Sky. With me, too, is more than enough company. I hate crowds.
Well, this time, I'm not letting you go. How about a drink?
Well, does it have to be here?
No, name the place.
How about yours?
Mine? Oh, you mean the office?
No, I don't like offices either.
Well, I have a studio apartment.
Well, then can't we go there?
Well, we sure can. Just let me settle my tab. Mario? Now, where did he go?
If you mean the bartender, I heard a phone ring. I think he went to answer it around the corner there.
Don't you move now. We'll go right away. I mean the address. 825 East 50th. I'll be right back. Hey, Mario.
I was just coming to get you. It's your office.
Well, I can't talk to him now. Here.
Well, they said it was urgent.
Oh, damn. Now, look, Mario, there's a girl sitting on the stool next to where I was around the corner. Don't let her get out of here. Don't let her get away.
I'll handle it, Mr. Harris.
Thank you, Mario. Hello? Who the... Oh, hello, Doris. When? Well, I can't call now. I'm... What did my wife say was wrong? She didn't. Well, look, call her back and tell her she can reach me at the apartment. I should be there within 10 or 15 minutes. But, yeah, I gotta rush now. Oh, what now? Well, Isabel, we'll just have to... Mario! The girl! Why did you let her...
I'm sorry, Mr. Harris. When I came around, there was no one here.
Oh, no. No, she can't get away again. Oh, Deirdre, I can't tell you what a lift I got when I found you waiting at the door.
I'm glad, Skyler.
What did you run out of the bar for?
I told you. I don't like Rob.
I almost had heart failure thinking I'd lost you again.
Oh, you'll never lose me. Take my coat.
Oh, sure, sure.
Get me a drink.
What's your poison? Oh, heck.
You get that. I'll mix my own poison.
Hello.
Oh, Sky, why didn't you call me right back?
Isabel, I was busy.
At a bar?
Now, honey, you know how much of our business is... Well, never mind that. What is it?
Well, at the time, I wanted you to talk to Gary. All of a sudden, just before I called, he threw a kind of fit. I don't know how to describe it. He just yelled at me like he was another person. Yelled something about being tired of being a kid and ran out of the house.
Look, Isabel, please, I'm very busy
that
now.
That
is
the worst, Sky. While I was trying to get you, he took the car and drove off.
Oh, well, unless you gassed it up, he can't get very far, and he's a pretty good driver anyway.
And he doesn't have a license.
Well, what do you want to do, call the police? He's an all right kid, and he'll be right back. Now, Isabel, please stop worrying. And stop worrying me, will you? I have urgent business to attend to.
At the apartment?
Yes, at the apartment. Now, let me get on with it.
Apron strings?
Oh, no, my wife's just a little upset over one of the kids.
I hope she's not going to keep calling back and interrupting our business.
Well, there's one sure way of taking care of that. Just leave it off the hook.
Let's get away from that ugly noise.
Okay.
What's in here?
The bedroom.
Oh. This is nice. And comfy. Skyler.
What, Deirdre?
Aren't you coming in?
Well, it'd be a little easier for me to keep my mind on business out here. Besides, you never mix that drink.
I decided on headier wine. There. Now, isn't this what you really want from me?
Huh? Oh, no. What the devil is...
You'd better go see before he wakes up the whole building.
Oh, I was sound asleep. All right, I won't be a second. Who is it? What is it?
Open the door, Scary. It's Harry.
Well, take the chain off and let me in.
Harry, what do you want?
Oh, that way, huh? Well, I should have figured. Well, you better ditch her fast and get on home. Isabella's frantic. She's been trying to reach you all evening, and she finally got in touch with me.
What is it?
Your boy, Gary. He's had an accident with the car. It's a concussion. I don't know how bad. Now, I've got a cab waiting. If he only gets...
No, Harry, look. I've got to get dressed. Thanks.
For nothing. Now, you make sure you get rid of that chick and get home where you belong.
Okay, Harry. Oh, Deirdre, I didn't know you were standing there. You heard?
I know. Home.
What about you? We haven't even talked about... Deirdre, I can't lose you again.
I promised you wouldn't. I'll be waiting. It doesn't matter about tonight. Not anymore now. Because you know there's always tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. So mourned Shakespeare's Macbeth for the death of his lady. How much will our lady called Deirdre mourn the death of her lover? We'll return shortly with Act 3.
Great-faced in the morning, Kellogg's, Kellogg's, and that wholesome taste to get you up and grinning.
This is Jerry Coffer for Kellogg's Special K. We've been having some fun in our television and radio commercials by using a ball and chain to symbolize the slight overweight problem common to so many of us. We point out that being a few pounds overweight is just a little more difficult for you. Climbing stairs, just walking around, even sitting down can feel, well, like you're wearing a ball and chain. In case you missed the message, it's this. If you really want to get rid of that extra weight, you really have to work at it by exercising and with sensible meals like the Special K breakfast. A 1 ounce bowl of Special K, America's favorite high-protein cereal, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, and coffee, less than 240 calories, nutritious, and by the way, delicious. So why not begin each day with a Special K breakfast and then keep up the good work? Special K can't help you lose weight all by itself.